Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 68 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Partly cloudy. 65 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0700 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees.
KFA-COT.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
8RHK.
Neon Stormy.
Sounds like it might be Dave. N8RHK. Much clearer. N8TVE, was that you, Dave?
N8RHK, N8TVE.
Yeah, I was just checking this out. Yeah, you're sounding good. You're coming in good.
Well, I got the amplifier turned off, so I don't need that. Bay City's closed from my QTH, so blasting in there. Next go around, I'm going to listen to you on the input and see what your signal strength is.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees.
N8RHK. This is the 3-1. I think that's what I pushed in here was on my microphone was the 3-1 here. So, yeah. What kind of 2-meter amplifier do you have?
Well, I got a Mirage amp for 2-meter. I got a Tokyo High Power for 440. And I got an RF Concepts for 6-meter. But the 6-meter antenna and the 440 antenna are been immobile because of the rotor being bound up by the tree branch growing into the antenna. So it's pointed towards Saginaw, and I don't really need to use an amp and beams for talking to Saginaw. But that's a headache I need to do with a ladder and a pole saw and a safety belt and having somebody here so if anything happens, I don't have to lay on the ground in pain for hours. So it's been growing into the antenna for a couple of years, and one of these days it'll get resolved and I'll be back in business.
There you go. Yeah, I have no idea. You know, I'm running a USU-2980. I have no idea what your signal is. You sound real good. Full quieting, no air noise or nothing. Tokyo Power. I never heard of an amp called Tokyo.
Yeah, it's probably 25 years old. It's only 100 watts out. 10 watts in, 100 watts out. My UHF radio, though, has, I think it's 35 watts out on high power, and it's got a 10-watt low power setting, so that's what I use to drive the amp when I'm using it. And trying to remember how many elements I got on my... I got a 440 stack beam. I think they're 211 or 213 element beams. So between the amp and the beam, when they're working and everything is back to normal. I used to talk to Canada quite a bit, talk to the repeaters in Canada. And you could get out pretty good, maybe 100 miles or better when the amp and the beams were working together properly, but now I'm stuck on a vertical on 440 and 2-meter, so I have to make concessions. NATVE.
Yeah, you have to do what you have to do there. All right.
Yeah, you were S4 on the input. I like talking simplex because the audio quality is much, much better on simplex than messing around going through the repeaters.
Oh yeah. Simplex. I don't know if you're in Hemlock and I'm where I'm at. I'm like 7 miles northwest of Chesning in the middle of 500 acres, so simplex. I don't know if we could do a simplex or not. Wanna try a simplex?
Yeah, like I say, I'm hearing you on input to the repeater, and all I need to do is pick a frequency. 145.55 is usually what I talk on simplex. I don't know if you can program that in and turn the offsets off on your radio.
Okay, I'm going to go and punch it in now, and if you go there, I will probably be there in just a little bit. N8RHKQSY Simplex.
Yep, N8TVE, I'll be clear.
N8RHK. N8TVE, N8RHK. N8RHK.
N8TVE.
Okay, I don't know what you did, but you sound far away and you got quite a bit of air noise with you there coming in, white noise. I was down there. It dawned on me I had my lock on my microphone. So I undid that, and then I went to 145.500, and I was calling, but I didn't hear nothing. My God. Back here on the 3-1.
Yeah, that's what I'm on. And I believe the 3-1 is the Bay City repeater. I thought the 3-3 was Saginaw, but they got something messed up. I had them both programmed in and used to be able to talk to both repeaters on the radio, but the 3-3, for whatever reason, is not functioning like it normally does.
I don't know. I was on the 3-3 and I'm hearing it fine. No problems whatsoever. I don't know if he was on the 3-3 or not, but all noisy again. But Dave, I gotta get out of here. My wife just let me know my dog's up, so. Been a pleasure talking to you on HF and VHF. Sounding good. Like I say, I don't think there's nothing wrong with the 3-3. I was getting the 3-3 and the 3-1, I mean, real good. No problems whatsoever. Okay, you take care, be safe, have a great day. NATVE, NARHK, I'll be clear. 7-3, good morning.
All right, Stormy, you have yourself a good day. I'll look for you tomorrow morning, see what's going on. Either be on VHF or on HF, so you have a good one. Happy 4th if I don't talk to you tomorrow. NATVE is clear.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KEA-OOK Mobile, we are up and monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. 74 degrees.
AEA-OOK Mobile, we're clear of this frequency.
Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet. At the K2BSA8 Amateur Radio Special Event Station.
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Gil.
Any operators casually listening out there who could speak to a scout have a QSO.
KAB8RVP.
What was the call again, the name?
Name is Mike, and it's KB8RVP. Kilo Bravo 8 Romeo Victor Papa, located in Fenton.
That's near Flint, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm about, 18, 20 miles south of Flint, north of Van Arbor.
Okay, I have I'm teaching radio mirror back here, and I have a scout who would like to have a QSO with you if you have a moment to spare.
Sure, go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Connor. Can I have a QSO with you?
Sure, Connor. Where are you guys located?
Our QCH is DRA Scout in Metamora, Michigan. How about you?
Oh, copy, Metamora. I'm in Fenton, south of Flint, north of Ann Arbor, off of 23. Where's your home QTH, your home location?
It's in Troy, Michigan. Troy.
Oh, very good. Well, we just started getting a light rain shower here in Fenton. Looked like it was real spotty, real hit and miss. Might come through here for the next few minutes, and looks like it's going to end. Are you guys camping, or are you guys in buildings where you're at?
Yeah, we're in cabins. I'm in Green Troop over here. We have a
good place to be, out of the weather, just in case.
We've been doing some today. We did volleyball.
We had some cool nights earlier in the week.
The Metamora Fire Department.
It's kind of warm and muggy, so see what we end up with this weekend. They going to have any fireworks or anything where you guys are at?
There's a ball on that wire, and we have to push it with two fire hoses shooting water at it.
Perfect double, guys.
Penetrating.
Yeah, I doubled with you. I was talking at the same time you were. Come back with the activities. I heard you say you're using a fire haul to push a ball back and forth on a line.
Yeah, the Metamora Fire Department is coming down, and they're setting up a line in between two fire trucks, and we're going to push a metal ball on that wire with fire hoses that they're going to shoot a bunch of water out of it. We're going to have a competition between troops. I'm a green troop. We're going to have a competition to see who can win and push it to the other side.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy.
Well, that sounds like fun.
6 degrees.
That sounds like more fun than the old bucket brigade where they had to have a line of people, one at the water, like a lake or a water source, and one where the fire was at, and have to pass buckets all the way back and forth. I think I'd rather use the fire hose and the fire trucks. And I'm sure you guys will have fun with that. Back to you.
Yeah, they're drawing all that water from the lake.
Yeah, usually once a year they have a big fire group meet up in from all different departments around Michigan, up in Frankenmuth, out at the park, and they do the same thing. They hook up trucks and draft water out of the lake, do different events, put on little shows. They do a parade, and people can go check out the fire trucks when they're parked. Pretty big deal. I don't remember which weekend it is, but it'll be on the Frankenmuth website. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like don't know what you do when you're at home in Troy, maybe play video games, but this sounds like a nice getaway.
Yeah, it is going to be pretty fun, I hope. We have a couple other things going on. We have an ice cream social, or Order of the Arrow members, which is Boy Scout Honor Society, and Scouts are trying to have Scouts trying to join the Order of the Arrow and get into it to have more people into it. And we're all going to eat ice cream together. It's going to be a fun thing. We also have a chess tournament going on. I hope my troop wins that. At camp here, I'm doing some merit badges. So far, I've been welding where I got to make a, I got to weld two pieces of metal together and engrave my initials on it. It was pretty cool. And metalworking, I'd say, was one of my favorite ones. I got to make a hook, a metal hook that I twist it up. It looks all fancy. I can take it home and do whatever I want, so maybe hang a hat on it. Down in Troy, where I'm from Troy, Michigan. I told you that, sorry. I play a lot of sports and things during the summer. I've had football practice, not so much video games. What are you doing up in Fenton?
Penetrating the bay like no...
That sounds great. That's what I like to hear. Less video games and more getting outside playing sports. We've had pretty good weather for, I don't know if you've started your summer football practice, but other than that 90-degree spell we had, the weather's been great. I work from home, so I actually work in IT. I do remote IT support for thousands of call center agents around the country, and just installing some software, doing some reboots for a lady that's having some computer problems, and this particular one I'm working on takes about 45 minutes, so I'm just waiting for all the reboots and installs to finish and give me an okay that everything's finished, and then have her go back to work and give it a try and see if she's back good to go. So just had a couple minutes, heard the other gentleman throw his call out there and thought I'd come back and let him know somebody was listening. KB8RVP.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can.
KB8RVP, K2VSA8.
Well, very good. Have you ever thought about getting into amateur radio? You know anybody that's got their ham radio license or even ever heard of it before this weekend?
No, I do not know anyone else that has their amateur radio license. This is my first time. It's pretty cool. RST, thank you for your time. 773, have a good day. Sorry. My first time I'm messing up here, sorry. My RST is 5 over 9.
Hey, I thought you did a pretty good job for your first time. Yep, it's neat to find different modes of communications other than cell phones and the internet. It gets used for public service events. We help out with communications during parades, marathons, Skywarn for severe weather spotting when there's severe weather in the area. So it's really handy also during times of emergency, disasters. Sometimes it's the only mode of communications in the area where the disaster has happened. So it's good to just to find out about it, actually hear how it works. And there's a lot of different modes. You know, right now we're going through different repeaters that are linked together. And I'm sure you can find out about all the other ones. I got to get back to work. I just got another call, 73. Enjoy your time there in Metamora. KB8RVP, I'll be clear.
All right, 73, thank you for your time. That was a good one.
This is November 8th, Lima, Oscar Uniform, N8LOU.
Penetrating.
We had a perfect double there. I think the station in Metamora was signing out. Go ahead and then pass it over to the other station. KB8RVP, clear.
This is November 8th, Lima, Oscar Uniform, N8LOU. Negative contact with a special event, N8LOU, clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
KI5CCD listening.
CQ, this is KF8
KYD. This is radio check.
I didn't catch the call on that radio check, but you're hitting the repeater and coming through. Your audio is fairly low, though. KF8DLX.
KF8DLX, this is KF8AYB. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Yankee Bravo. Thank you for that check.
AYB, DLX, no problem whatsoever. I guess the audio is just a little bit low, but other than that, you're definitely legible. KF8DLX.
KI-5,
you guys,
we're
repeating
on.
Are
you on the
base station? You guys doubled there. KF8, KF8, AYB, still out there?
Yes, firmly. Can I ask where your station is?
I am located in New Lothrop. I'm going through the, let's see, the DAC 28 plus receiver, power repeater, sorry.
Thank you for that. I'm trying to identify the, W8CMN.
That is affirmative. You are definitely coming through the 147.38 W8CMN repeater.
All right, thank you. I'm in Stockbridge, Michigan, so I figured just... This is KI-5-VTE. You guys copy me?
Yes, copy that. Stockbridge, huh? That's quite a haul there. Do you know the repeater you're going through? You're actually hitting it? You'd be able to hit the front repeater from there.
KI-5-VTE. You guys copy? A few gentlemen out there talking. You guys copy? There's a weak block to talk to you guys driving on KI-5. Let me get it.
Yes,
KI-5, VTE, trying to do a radio check. KI-5, VTE, radio check. KI-5, VTE, I didn't catch the last three letters. KI-5, this is KF8AYB. I do hear you, but bring back on your call sign, please. KI-5, VTE. I've just recently got my license back, and I'm just trying to see if this walkie-talkie even works here. Go ahead. KI-5.
Down, what's your so got it
better now?
KI-5, what's an ET? This is KF8AYB. Yeah, you got a good signal, except that I think the audio is just down, and I can't hear the last couple of letters.
Yeah, the call is KI-5-VTE. Victor Cat Echo. Copy?
Affirmative, I got that now. KI-5-VTE.
Yeah, I just recently got back in to the hobby there. I was in it way back when I was 12, now I'm 66, and I just returned after about a good 10, 20 years of break there. Roger.
Very interesting. I just got into the hobby myself. I only had maybe 3 or 4 contact communications with somebody. Got my license about a month and a half ago. So I'm 65, so I'm retired now, just starting to get into it and kind of interested in making contact. Where are you located?
Yeah, I'm located out in Shields, Michigan. I'm out in Shields. Copy?
Okay, I'm in Stockbridge, Michigan. Yes, it's gonna be a lot of fun to get back in there. I've got a base station here. Got an ICOM IC7100, so it's got a pretty good radio for this in the channel. And I'm trying to reach out and put together a list of different receivers I could get.
Yeah, I've got a good copy on you there. Yeah, I'm just on an HC, and I don't think I've been in there that good into the receiver that well, but yeah, I'm going to give me an ACAP and a 240, I believe, all in one, and I'll be able to get into it a little bit better there. But hey, you have a good day there. I see my battery's almost dead here. I can tell it's blinking out on me. So hey, have a good day. This is KA5BT listening out.
KF55DCE, for the CD as well, KF8KYB, over.
Jason, I was just talking to you about call sign here. Jason, I was just talking to you there. Would you repeat your call sign? KI5DCE.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 78 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, partly sunny, 80 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KD8MYM, KD8MYM, from N0UET. N0UET, listen.
KF8CLX. I don't know who that transmission was. Your audio is a little low. If you could pump it up a little more, we'd be able to hear you a little bit better.
Well, I'm on a handheld. Is the microphone, does that help?
Yes, roger that. That was actually much better. What was your call again?
November 0, Uniform, Echo, Papa.
All right, you got Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray here. I'm on a new low trip on the front repeater, I believe, right now. 147.38.
Roger. I was just wondering, can you tell me how this is? I mean, is it doing well?
The repeater well, like I said, now that you're talking close, the audio is definitely much clearer. You got a little bit of bacon fry behind you, but it's not too bad. Everything's legible. So, you're doing good. Doing a good job out there.
Alrighty, thank you very much. I'm designated. I'm gonna go in the house now. Thanks a lot. This is N0UEP, and I'll be clear on your final.
Alrighty, no problem there. You have yourself a nice, fine day, and 70 degrees to you. KF8CLX, and I'm clear.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 82 degrees.
AESCV, listening.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 80 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 71 degrees.